Hallelujah. We serve a God that answers prayers. There are different ways to pray. Prophet Sunday came his own way of prayers. Prophet Joseph also came his own way. Me too, I have my own way. I mean for this night. This is the next prayer point we are going to take. I pick it from this scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. And it's repeated also in Psalm 55. Now, 1 Peter chapter 5. Everybody, if you know how to read, and with your Bible. Everybody, 1 Peter 5, 7, shall we go? Oh, pardon me. Say it again. Very loud. Cast all your care upon Him, God Almighty. The reason is because He cares. Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55 and verse 22. Psalm 55 and verse 22. It says the same thing. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. What will He do? And He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Let's read it again. As a serious assurance. These are scriptures, when I read, I get very excited. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Upon the Lord. Cast it upon the Lord. And He shall sustain thee. You know what this type of prayer is? Now the prayers that you have been praying since 10 p.m. is battle prayers. Anybody sitting on my seat of glory, kick out. Kick you out. It's not wrong, though. It's time you pray that type of prayer. You exercise your authority. Chase them out. But now, we are not going to cast, you know, do warfare, fight any demon anywhere now. There is a body you have. And something, somebody here is disturbing you. Something is disturbing you. It may be a man troubling you. It may be a woman troubling you. It may be a situation you have found yourself. You may be in a wilderness, left, right, a desert all around you, no one to help. You may be aware of a gang up against you, about an evil assignment against you. It's a burden in your heart. It may be a sickness in your body. It may be a demon that's been tormenting you. You have fasted. You have gone everywhere. And you want that situation to change. The type of prayer you pray that will bring result by the assurance of the Lord. He said we should cast the burden upon Him. And He will sustain you. Amen. Because He cares. So we have a perfect example we can learn from 2 Chronicles. Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Second Chronicles chapter 20. Let me just read a few verses so that we catch the thought there. And then we'll go to the next stage of the vigil. Second Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children... We know the story, but just for emphasis. Every Christian knows this story. It's a common story. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And these are all nations around Israel under King Jehoshaphat, coming, a tiny nation, big nation, coming against them to battle. They were planning it. Verse 2, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazot Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared. I don't know what it is that brought fear upon you. Sometimes it's a dream you had. Sometimes it's a prophecy that exposed the plan of the enemy against you, like Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. That is what every one of us should do. Go to the Lord immediately and pray. And proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Prayer. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And this is the prayer of Jehoshaphat. And this is the pattern of prayer. I want us to also pray tonight and include it in your patterns of prayers. And said, verse 6, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand thee? Are not thou our God who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwell therein and have built their sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil coming upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou will hear and help. That was God's promise for them. He is reminding God of his promises for them. And now, verse 10, very, very important, is now reporting the matter after reminding God his promises, like we read now. He said we should cast our burden upon him. Hallelujah. For he cares. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turn from them and destroy them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession which thou hast given us to inherit. Now, this is Jehoshaphat's own. I don't know your own. Your own may be that none of your father's children shall marry. That is what the enemy has determined against you. That you will not prosper in your business. That is what the enemy has determined against you. That you will never enjoy divine health. Anytime I have small health, they will come and do something, I will break down again. That in my marriage, I will not have a child. That the marine kingdom will never leave me alone. That the deity, you have something to report before God, including that man that is disturbing my progress in my place of work. Oh, our God, verse 12, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. See prayers. See prayers reporting the enemy to God. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children, So when that prayer was going on, including children, nobody was sitting down. Serious prayers, you know, they sit down and pray. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. That's why in every true living church, God places their channels that he can talk back to his people. And in this church, we have many of such channels. And this channel now, to answer the prayer of Jehoshaphat, to hear from God. Because when you talk to God, he talks back to you. As a church, he has vessels. We have our prophets that will say, while the prayer was going on, this is what God said. If you don't pray, God has nothing to talk back to you. But when you talk to him, he talks back to you too. And so the prophet there, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, verse 15. And he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you. And this includes Bride Assembly this night. Oh, you don't believe it? Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Do not be afraid or dismayed by the reason of the problems around you. Somebody, I know I'm talking to somebody. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Oh, hallelujah. We know him to be the mighty one in battle. And God began to give direction. You will pray here this night, and by the time you leave here, God will begin to give you direction to overcome or how to get over that problem. Tomorrow, prophecy is coming out. Prophecy is coming out. Go ye down against them. They come up by the cliff of Ziz. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Somebody, you don't need to fight. You will only pray, you will not fight. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Oh, Bride Assembly. Hallelujah. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And the king, Jehoshaphat, bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, doing what? Worshipping the Lord. See what happened. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. What did he say? Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, now that he believed that the battle belonged to the Lord, according to the word of the prophets, he consulted with the people, now that God spoke so, what shall we do? And on their advice, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endured forever. Hallelujah. And when they began to sing and to praise, hey, something happened. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. How were they smitten? They began to fight themselves, verse 23. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Somebody, after this vigil, all those gathering against you, they will begin to fight themselves. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the ground, and none escaped. Now, the Bible tells us that these things are written to us as a guide. We learn how to walk with God through these stories. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord. He changeth not. If it worked for Jehoshaphat, it will work for us too. Do you understand? After all, we are even under a better covenant than Jehoshaphat. And we have an assurance. If you are among the type that normally challenge God by scriptures, I can give you scriptures. Praise the Lord. You can read John 14, verse 13 and verse 14. You can read John 15 and verse 7. And you can read John 16 and verse 23. I call those scriptures again. John 14, verse 13 and 14. John chapter 15, verse 7. And John chapter 16, verse 23. And you say only Jehoshaphat that they gathered against. There was a story, let's read it in Acts chapter 4, from verse 23, even in the New Testament. Acts chapter 4. And I'll read it from verse 23. And we know the story. There was a miracle that took place by the Gate Beautiful, by Peter and John. About 40-year-old man that has been crippled received a miracle. This was not a arranging miracle. Everybody knew that man to be crippled. Not all this arranging miracle. If there's anybody here or you are listening to me, all the miracles that take place by your mighty prophet, let me tell you how to know whether it is real or it's fake. There is nobody that will go to a church and receive a mighty miracle of deliverance that he will not be visiting, he will not be worshiping in that church. You will see him, he will come and do thanksgiving with his family. Mighty miracle. Objects coming out of the body. Vomiting what? Something inside the stomach. Brrr, water come out. Epilepsy, vomit something out of the mouth. I'm free. And then after that time, you don't see him for church again. Narenji. Narenji. Some time ago, it happened even in this church. Mighty miracle took place. The minister is no more in this church. Praise the Lord. Mighty miracle of one woman. Amen. The second time I called the brother, I said, brother, that mighty miracle, that woman, I want to see her. Why not see her again? The next thing, another one happened. We arranged to confirm all the discernment they give. You are from here, your mama, you're this one, blah, blah, blah. We arranged IT with my security vehicle and police to follow and go to those addresses and confirm. The man that did the miracle and the deliverance and the discernment, when we told him, wait, we want to go and confirm so that we can put together this great deliverance that God did for you. Wait, now what you say is the address. He gave the address, he did everything. With the help of another minister in this church, I'm learning not to call names again. The minister, where are they arranged with? I don't know, say they're part of them. None of them did this church. Such people can never be in this church. Anybody that cries to come and do arranging in this church, I have stood in this altar and laid a curse. Hallelujah. God will frustrate them. God will disgrace them. God will expose them. It's only a serpent seed that can do that. No fear of God. To do what? So that you will get customers that you are anointed and be charging money. RNG. Before you know what? I feel it from the altar. When the person, they give that revelation, I called my colleague and said, hey, hold this one very well. We must confirm this. This level where this minister don't reach now, very high. Let's confirm it now. Guru, 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 the man escaped. Akini, Chile, our IT people, they called the man. We are in the bus stop where you said the house there for Ogba. They twisted them for 3 hours looking for the address. Nothing, no place like that. Arrange. When the Bible says wheat and tares are in the same church, you now understand. Imagine that I will stand at the pulpit and arrange miracle. You just imagine that. And somebody will be doubting the doctrine of serpent seed. That there are, so it's not every human being that is a human being. Some of them are human beings like serpent, but inside na animal. They don't have soul. They don't have soul. Their heart, they don't even get the heart. The heart they have, the heart of animal. So that they will say, I am gifted. Go behind and collect all the details. Get somebody, place somebody. You know, they always work in group. Nobody, arm robber, you don't see arm robber, only one person, they do arm robbery. You must see them at least 2 or 3 criminals. Even 419, not the only one person they do them. They arrange. You tell somebody there, as people are coming, ask for their name, their address, their problem, and everything. Then they will pass it. Then the person will cram it. Then they'll say, there is somebody here. You have not seen those prophets in those churches. They are everywhere. That is the latest type of anointing. When you come to a ministry like this, you don't know how blessed you are. God bring you here. Because everyone that is gifted with equal eye now will search them. And that spirit will not smuggle itself here and defile this altar. You know, God will chase them out here by himself. Including your prayers, Lord, every false gift in this church, expose them, disgrace them, drive them away. If all of you are praying like that, it can never prosper in this church. But they are not here again, no. That's why I'm talking like this. They don't go. It can't happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, is it possible? 20 years for the church now a day. There is one that planted something in my office some years ago. For vigil like this. Mighty miracle, everybody went wild. Hey, this brother is gifted though. Now, pastor, you know what happened now? After that day, because your prayer they work, the person that he arranged it with that went into my office and smuggled it and put it there, begin to confess. But we got to know later on why he's confessing is that the prophet that arranged it did not settle him as they agreed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody that God uses that ministry to heal, to deliver, he will ever be grateful, because this is where God met with me. There will be something, you will see the person around showing joy. You will see the person, even if he belongs to another church, he will still be linked, either come for program, one program or the other. You will still be seeing the person glorifying God. But these RNG people, it's only that prophecy. After that, they have finished, they are gone. They go to somewhere else, arrange again. I'm telling you what I have known. It takes place. And I pray that you will not fall mugu to that. I say, even in this church, it has taken years ago. Yes, years ago. Somebody, a sister, prophetess, she's no more here. I said, they can't be here. Came, collected, there's somebody watching me online. Your name is so. You are so. This is your phone number. You are this. This is your name. The Lord is visiting you. Meanwhile, now for Facebook, you go get that detail. And unknown to her, the person not use his real name, open that Facebook account. All the details where he put there, na lie lie. Na lie lie detail, na in God go talk, abi. Praise the Lord. Was it last week that somebody was standing here and the Lord gave me his name as Chukudi or so? The young man says that only his father knows him by that name. And that nobody knows him by that name. So you couldn't have asked him. And that was the problem that disturbed him. And it was picked up that day. And that is, like I'm telling you, Sha, all I'm saying is, those spirits are no more here. That is the truth. This church was invaded. You see me taking time addressing that spirit. It's part of the battle to cleanse this church. When Satan saw the light here, brought all those carnal people here. Carnal people. Serpent seeds. Heartless people. No fear of God. Stand at the altar with microphone. And unknown to you, if you don't belong here, God will sweep you away. It's a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. If I am the pastor of this place, I'm not doing koni-koni. Why will God bring koni-koni people to work with me? It will not happen. Light and darkness cannot be together. Amen. It's a matter of time, you'll be exposed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Are we ready to report some matter today to God? So, they did a miracle at the gate, beautiful, Peter and John. And then they started threatening them. Sanhedrin council called them. The religious people called, the religious leader called them. And they were warning them never again to do anything in that name, Jesus. Acts chapter 4. When they threatened Peter and John, verse 23, they released them. And being let go, they went to their own company. That is, they went to the other believers, other disciples, other believers, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, the believers, the group, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and reported that matter to the Lord. They said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Started quoting Psalm 2. For of a truth, against thy holy charges of whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, we are gathered together. This thing they are doing, you know, they are gathering against you, not against us. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. See the report. And now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. They are threatening us. See the prayer. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. They received more power to break through and go and preach the gospel because they reported those who were threatening them. I don't know who is threatening you in your office, in your village, in your compound. Today, we shall report them. You don't believe what I'm saying? If you have anything to report to the Lord today, can I see your hand up? Okay, you are the one I'm talking to. That matter that refused to change, despite all you are doing, despite all your prayers, midnight prayer with that man, prophetic action, you go, man, to go everywhere. The man is still there hindering your promotion. He's owing you money, he doesn't want to pay you. If you're a landlord here, some tenants are very wicked. He no agree pay you your house rent. Come up for your house. He no agree come up for your house. If you are here, report that tenant to God today. Before you reach, go pack, go in village. Some tenants are very, 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 very wicked. Then when they want to go, they will scatter, destroy all the house. Break everything down. Then they will go. Tenant. If you're a landlord here, let me see your hand up. Put down your hand. If you're a tenant, let me see your hand up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say it again. Your battle belongs to the Lord. I say the battle you are fighting belongs to the Lord. Praise the Lord.